please listen to and understand the method of doing dhikr. This dhikr, remembrance of Allah that we are doing, this is a dhikr taught by the Naqshbandi order of teachers, especially the Naqshbandi order of sheikhs and teachers who have taught us this method of doing dhikr. And the leaders of this order, the teachers of this order, Hazrat Khwaja Bahauddin Naqshband Rahmatullahi, who was from Bukhara, and this silsila is linked to him, and that's why it's called Silsila Naqshbandiya. And when this silsila, when this order, when this teaching reached to the Indian subcontinent, then Allah Ta'ala, through his great wali, through his great friend, whose name was Hazrat Sheikh Ahmad Faruqi Sarhandi. Sarhand is an area, a locality in Punjab, in India, in Hindustan. And that is where Hazrat Sheikh Ahmad Faruqi was born, in Sarhand. And he had a link, a connection with the Chishti order of sheikhs and teachers. But with Allah Ta'ala's hukam, he also then had an added nisbat and connection with a Naqshbandi sheikh who was sent to give his tarbiyah, who was sent to teach him, Hazrat Baqi Billah Rahmatullahi. So Hazrat Baqi Billah Rahmatullahi did tarbiyah and taught Hazrat Sheikh Ahmad Faruqi Sahib. And he attained such maqamat that no waliyullah before him had attained such level and heights. And then when this silsila continued, when this Naqshbandi order continued, it emanated, initiated from Hazrat Sheikh Ahmad Faruqi Sarhandi, because before he was Naqshbandi Sheikh, because this silsila came from Bukhara, and then this silsila continued in the Indian subcontinent with the title of Naqshbandi Mujaddadi. So this is the silsila, the order, the teaching of our Salaf, our pious predecessors. It continued to spread and disseminate, continued to spread and spread, and wide, it spread widely, and it came to Bolton with the fadl of Allah, subhanallah. It came to Makki Masjid with the fadl of Allah, with the grace of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala sat us down with the nisbat, with the connection, with this order, with this series. Look, way from Bukhara and in Russia to the Indian subcontinent to here in Bolton. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to deliver the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into paradise. And this is the objective. Allah Ta'ala wants to send the ummah into paradise. Now, the rest is everybody's destiny and their qismat, alhamdulillah, everybody's effort and their separate destiny. Because this is the fadl of Allah, Allah Ta'ala's karam, His grace and His blessings. Because if somebody benefits from this ni'mah, then it's the extreme fadl of Allah, extreme mercy of Allah. And these are those ni'mas that take a person to paradise. These are the ni'mas of paradise and akhirah. We see someone who has a tall house, we start sweating. We see somebody's business is flourishing, we start to sweat and shake. When we see someone has a high status in the world, he has glory, then we start to sweat and tremble. And we have envy because the dunya makes us sweat and tremble. If Allah Ta'ala says, ulul albab, those who have wisdom and understanding, Allah Ta'ala has kept their sign as what? Those who do the remembrance of Allah, who do the dhikr of Allah. Because those who are the dhakir, the people of understanding wisdom, they are not greedy about dunya. When they see a man morning and evening is doing dhikr, subhanallah, then they have envy and they also want, they have the desire, I want to do dhikr like this, I want this maqam. He has taken a high maqam in the hereafter. And how did he realize that that person is high level in the akhirah? Because Allah Ta'ala's kitab has mentioned this. Nabi al-Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed statements and hadith, from his hadith in Mubarakah, we learn these statements. And then he has yaqeen, oh, that this is the genuine article. This is what we need to do, the dhikr of Allah, to attain the heights and the glory. So this dhikr taught by the Naqshbandi series, all tariqahs, methods and schools are haqq. They are from the truth and they preach the truth. But this silsila, the Naqshbandi order, there are such teachings and such points that you find in the Naqshbandi order that you cannot find in the other orders. The azim, the great thing about the Naqshbandi teaching of dhikr is that this silsila, this order, this line of sheikhs has a direct connection with Hazrat Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. End of story. Because history then tells us and testifies how great this silsila must be. So this is Allah's fadl, grace and blessings and mercies. Allah has given us a connection with this Naqshbandi silsila. It's like, for example, we have the Christians, they have a link with the Nabi. And the Jews, they have a link with the Christian. And they also have a link with the Prophet. But subhanAllah, those who have a link with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who are they? They are the greatest ummah. He is the final prophet. The seal of the prophets, and will be seen in the hereafter with that distinct seal, with that distinct nisbah, the connection. So this dhikr, my friends, alhamdulillah, is pure, khalis, and is being taught from the generation, from the first generation of Muslims, from the Sahaba Ikram down to now. This method that we are following. So first, the kalamat that we are reciting, they're not made up today for out of our own choice. These kalamats, these verses, Hazrat Bahauddin Naqshbandi rahmatullahi, who came from Bukhara, and these kalamats were taught by him. They were taught by him. The tartib, the method, came from him. Because the silsala, the order, when it starts, initiates from the first sheikh, it cannot be changed. Because in the kitab, it's written the shajra. So the question doesn't arise that we say, oh, it's bidah, innovation. No, there's no bidah. There's no innovation. The same kalamat that are taught from the great sheikh who initiated the order, who taught the dhikr. Just like a person gets her ijazah in hadith, ijazah, permission to teach hadith. For example, a sheikh, a scholar says, the muhaddith, when he teaches his students, says, you have the nisbat with me now, you have ijazah, I've taught you hadith, you can teach, and you can teach, and you can forward this teaching. So every career, every subject of Islam, hadith or Quran, has a ijazah. So in the same way, that tasawwuf, the branch of the deen, which is spiritual purification of the heart and the soul. If you say, for example, you're sat here, how comes you are teaching? I'll say that the strength and the power I've been given, I have a certificate from my Hazrat, my Sheikh. He gave me ijazah, permission to sit and to teach and to explain. And then you'll say, who gave him ijazah? And then I'll give the name Hazrat Fadl Ali Quraishi. He gave ijazah to my Sheikh Hazrat Ali Murtaza. We go back many times over. We go back to who? Hazrat Sayyid al Mursaleen, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. So Hazrat Abu Bakr, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Bakr Siddiq. So we go back to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. So to my Sheikh, back to Hazrat Fazal Ali Quraish, back in line to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. And we say, Abu Bakr Siddiq, where did you learn? And Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq will say, I learned from the footsteps and from the company of my master, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the question arises, that how did he get the teaching? For example, if you ask me, how did you get ijazah? I'll say, my Sheikh Ali Murtaza Rahmatullah gave me the ijazah, and he gave me. I'll say, I went to my Sheikh, and when I was in Makkah, when I got ijazah, alhamdulillah, it was Ramadan, it was the last ashra, the last 10 days. Hazrat, my Sheikh, was present in that final ashra, and Hazrat called me and said, I give you ijazah, permission to teach in all four salasil, in all four series. And what a great fortune in Makkah tul Mukarramah, in Ramadan, the last ashra, and my Sheikh calls me and tells me. And I'm telling you that this is the fact, that should there not be an isnad and a chain of authority, that if you ask me in Makki Masjid, what are you doing here? You're sat here teaching dhikr. There's an isnad. I have authentic chain from my Sheikh back, from his Sheikh back to the Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. And I have the tahreed, the written qualification. And then somebody will ask me, that how did it come to you, this teaching? So we go back in time, through the chain, through the series, and we say, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, how did you learn this lesson, the sabak of dhikr? And then he gives answer, that my Prophet, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Abu Bakr, whatever I have in my heart, I've poured into your heart. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And this is how this silsila has reached to us, has come to us, that whatever was in the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, imagine what was in his heart. And then we don't see any narration like this with regards to any other sahabi and ulema, the respected scholars here, and ask them, that there's no hadith that mentions this good fortune to any other sahabi. So when the current is delivered by the teacher, it was delivered to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and then it was taught by him to the other sahaba. So when you do maraqabah, suddenly the switch, the connection will be closed. So it depends how much you want to earn from each gathering, how big is your container. For example, we are sinners, how much do we follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The Naqshbandi Mashaikh, who are our teachers, how much do we obey them? How much do we follow them? How much do we follow them as guides? And if we have a big container into which we want to pour the learnings from our teacher, so when that student goes into maraqabah, then the rain of mercy will come into his container. We all sat here in the same gathering, but all of us are in a different situation, different circumstances, different condition. Every man, when he goes to the bank of the river or the ocean and he wants to take water, then the river says, I'm a river, I'm flowing with water, take however much water you want from me. Someone takes a bucket full, someone takes a bowl, someone takes a bucket, someone takes a container. The bigger the container, the more volume, the more water it will take. So we're doing dhikr in Makki Masjid today. We're all sat here, this masjid, and people are coming, and the fares of the Naqshbandi Sizzla is spreading in this gathering. So whoever comes with a bigger container of desire, he will leave this majlis with that container full. And those who don't have a container, what's the meaning of container? Whoever doesn't have a connection, doesn't have a container. He hasn't had done bayah with the sheikh. He doesn't have a connection nisbat. So nisbat connection with this silsila, you have to do bayah. You have to do bayah with the sheikh. So how do you make, how do you establish a connection, a nisbat with this series, with the Naqshbandi order? You have to do a bayah with the teacher. So if you come, you do dhikr, you'll get thawab, you'll get reward. You won't leave empty handed, but you won't have the nisbat, the connection. So this silsila, Naqshbandi silsila, all of the adhkar, the verses and the statements of recitation and remembrance will do, these are termed khatam al-khawajgan. The narration of the verses, the litany for the mashayikh in our silsila. Because we have to repay the favors. Rasulullah taught us this, that repay the favor with the favor. So we have been taught this ocean of tasawwuf. We've been taught the knowledge of tasawwuf. Tasawwuf, we have the rasta, the path, and our pious sheikhs, predecessors, who did mujahidat, and they made effort, and they learnt, and then they taught, and they gave us the great dhikr and the verses. So we have to think, how sad and how bad that when we come to this gathering and we don't repay the favor. For example, you go to a da'wat, an invitation, and you don't shake the hands of the host or say assalamu alaikum, you don't appreciate his invitation. Straight away you go like an animal into the front room, you eat and drink and you leave. And everyone will say, this man, he's ungrateful, he's got bad manners, he's got no other. He's just come, eaten, and just left straight away. Without any regard or appreciation. Everyone will say this one. So we have come here to this majlis to get faiz, to get the virtues and the blessings in the Makki Masjid today. We've come to get the faiz of the Naqshbandi order. And Hazrat Abu Bakr Sadiq radiallahu anhu's dastarkhwan, his carpet is laid out in front of us. And his Hazrat Abu Bakr Sadiq radiallahu anhu's dastarkhwan is laid out. We've got the dawat, we've got the invitation. Because when we arrive here, what does this mean? Say it loudly. We've been given an invitation by Allah, by our pious predecessors. And how many people are not here today? They are not here. They have not been given the invitation because they were not worthy of coming today. Only that person can come to this gathering who's given an invitation. That's it. And this is a spiritual invitation. We see that one or two people are sat here today who we have not seen before. They've come after a very long time. What a mercy of Allah upon them that these words were to be discussed today, but they had ikhlas in their heart and they were given the invitation. Alhamdulillah. Look at this here. Isn't this the case? And how do they come suddenly? How do they reach here suddenly? Yes, so those brothers are present here who have come from before, mashallah. Those who are, mashallah, crazy and mad about dhikr and morning and evening, they always sat in front of me and looking at me. They are here today. They are seated today. What we realize here is that these two new brothers, mashallah, Allah has invited them to come today. So how sad that the food, man, the carpet is laid out, Allah Ta'ala's invitation, and the friend of the Nabi of Allah, the friend of Rasulullah ﷺ, Hazrat Abu Bakr Sadiq's invitation is in front of us, and we depart without accepting the invitation. So what do we term this, define this gathering as? Khatam al-Khawajgan. Khatam al-Khawajgan. So the pious sheikhs in this series, in the order of Naqshbandi order, through the ilham, through the inspiration of Allah, they selected these blessed verses that we are reciting. And every verse, every ayah, has every kalama that we're going to recite, has a special unique link with every sheikh in our order. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this great fortune that the thawab of each verse that we recite, when we recite these verses and kalamats, then when we ask Allah Ta'ala to deliver the reward of these verses and kalamats to the sheikh who had the special unique link with this kalama, so we term this as Khatam al-Khawajgan, the Khawajgan, the Walis of Allah, who taught us the understanding and the knowledge of deen and tasawwuf. Just like my Shaykh, Hazrat Sahib, is a Khawaja. He's from the Khawajgan. So every Shaykh, with every name, with every Shaykh, there's a special unique verse which is related and has a nisbat, a connection with the Shaykh. So when we recite that verse or kalama, we will ask Allah Ta'ala to deliver the thawab of that kalama or verse to that Shaykh. Just like we recite the whole ayah, the verse. So every verse has a link with each Shaykh in our silsila, in the order. So when we come, first, we recite the verses and the kalamats. And we ask Allah to send the isale thawab of these verses to those sheikhs. And the more beautifully and nicely, with sincerity, we recite these verses, then in a better way, the thawab will be delivered to the mashayikh. So that's why you can recite these slowly, quietly, collectively, alhamdulillah, with a passion and keenness. This is Quran. These are the verses of the Quran. Just like when you recite the Quran, just like when you recite the Quran and you ask Allah Ta'ala to give the thawab of the Quran to those you are asking Allah to do dua for, you're doing dua. So when we sit here today, first we will do the kalamats, we'll recite them and ask Allah to send the reward to the mashaykh, to the khwajas, to Hazrat Ali Murtaza rahmatullahi, to Hazrat Fazal Ali Quraish rahmatullahi. So this is called Khatam al-Khawajgan. That's why we start the gathering with this Khatam al-Khawajgan. So this is not the dhikr we're starting with. When will we get the khairat, the fares we've come to get? That we receive when we do maraqaba dhikr. Aha. What is that dhikr? Maraqaba. The silent dhikr. The genuine dhikr is maraqaba. The silent dhikr in the heart. So first we initiate the majlis. We're grateful to Allah. We do khatm al-qawajgan. We ask Allah Ta'ala to send the reward of all these kalamas and verses to the khwajas, to the khwajgan, the mashayikh in our silsila. And then we say, Allah, due to their sadqa, due to their fares, please Allah give us fadl and your mercy due to the fares. And how do we ask Allah Ta'ala for this? That what is the, how, for example, did the Naqshbandi teachers attain the reward? The tariqah is then to get the full benefit of the gathering is that we close our eyes, we halt the tongue, and we detach ourselves from the dunya, and we open our hearts in front of Allah, and then we start dhikr of Allah. Allah, 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 Ismi Adam, Subhanallah. Just like a person goes to the door, a fakir, a beggar goes to the door, the please in the name of Allah, please give me something, please give me something. And he asks, doesn't he? He asks, and this is the point. So we are reciting the name of Allah, we are asking Allah for khairat. For a reward, Allah, please give to us. Allah, please give to us. Allah, please give to us. When we say the name of Allah, then Allah's rahmah comes into being. Allah says, I've given to you, I've given to you, I've given to you. Take, take. I've forgiven you, I've forgiven you. I've given you Jannah, I've given you this. I've given you hoor and qasoor and maidens. And this is maraqaba. This is the silent dhikr. Do you understand this point? Yes. So while we sit here, I was about to start doing dhikr, but inside me a current came, a point came that deliver this message to these people today. I started dhikr, hadn't I? I started, hadn't I? And the lights had been dimmed, hadn't they? And the lights had turned off, but the lights of the heart had been switched on. Alhamdulillah. So now, suddenly, I thought that let's talk and share the words of love. That what have they come for? What do they want to do? What do they want to attain from this gathering? What is the game plan here? So beautiful words. Today, first time in my life, I've understood these words that I've shared with you today. I tell you the truth. The way that I've discussed today and spoken today, 60, 70 years I've been doing this work of the deen. But look here. Let's see here that Allah's marifah, Allah's nearness is such an ocean that it can never finish. This ilm will never finish. It is first time today that I've shared such words and discussion with you today. It's the first time I'm discussing such words and statements today. And it's today that I'm realizing these points of what a nisbat, what a connection, what a silsila this is, what a faida, what is the benefit, and how we ask Allah. And this is the definition of maraqabah. This is the first time from this humble servant that this definition has come out, that this is the reality of the dhikr of Allah, that this is a beggar at the court of Allah. Allah Ta'ala, give to us, Allah, give to us, Allah, forgive me, Allah, forgive my sins, Allah, give me paradise, Allah, save me from the punishment of the grave. Allah, this dhikr I'm doing, I'm asking from you, I'm asking from you. Who are we asking from? Allah, Allah. And how are we asking? The Allah we want to attain from you. Allah, my face, my mouth, my tongue is impure, but my heart is pure and pure. Allah, give to me, Allah, give to me, Allah, my heart is pure. Allah, purify my heart. Do you understand what I'm saying? Should we start dhikr now? You enjoy now dhikr, won't you? So recite the Durood Sharif now.